Hey everyone, this is James Mackey and welcome to the Breakthrough Hiring Show. Join us as we cover high-level thought leadership and step-by-step guides on how to make people a competitive advantage for your organization. I'm incredibly proud to be the CEO of Secure Vision, the sponsor of this show and the number one contract recruiting, embedded recruiting, and RPO firm. A thank you to our partners, Greenhouse, the hiring operating system for people-first companies, and GEM, the all-in-one hiring solution recruiters love. Let's go!
Hey, so I wanted to share with you a question that I'm getting from a lot of tech CEOs this year in relation to compensation strategy for their employees and folks that they're onboarding, and how that might have shifted from compensation strategy last year, given the market correction. And most recently, what we're seeing with the Silicon Valley Bank crash and essentially a further constriction of the capital markets. So I actually recently did an episode on talent acquisition trends and strategy that goes a little bit more in depth on this topic. But as a brief summary, we don't need to artificially consider controlling our compensation strategy when it comes to salaries that we're providing to new employees. Some CEOs are basically asking, should we offer less money? And what I remind them of is that we've had a very high inflation rate. So last year, due to insane, unsustainable growth, we saw not only valuation skyrocket for companies that weren't based in reality, but we also saw salaries skyrocket to rates that were not correlated to a sustainable place that weren't reflective of the value being provided. We saw 50 to 100K increases in folks across the board, which is not something that is going to happen again for at least a very, very long time. And so what is happening with inflation, the market correction due to interest rates and whatnot, is we're seeing a right sizing. So for instance, if somebody was making 100K last year due to a 7% inflation rate, without a salary being lowered, the essentially spending power of that money is less. And so the economy is healing and salaries are returning to a median without trying to artificially induce a decrease. So that's just something to keep in mind, that folks, it is returning to a median. And one thing I would just say too, to people, employees tuning into this, just remember that over a 2-year period, we're still, most people in tech are still making more money, right? Even with this right sizing a little bit and coming back down to a sustainable median, it's still better, right? People in tech, we're very fortunate to be in this industry and be in a position to make more money, being that we're in the tech industry. So don't try to artificially induce like your, a lower salary range. You're going to have to be competitive with the market, and you can do so by keeping salaries around the same as what they were last year. You don't have to make significant increases. To the extent possible, if you have the budget to do cost of living increases for existing team members, that's a really good thing. But just so you know, if you're too much pressures on the P&L right now for a path to profitability and decreasing burn, then just realize that a lot of companies are in that same position, and a lot of folks are leaders are not in a position to give those increases. So that's pretty consistent with the market. So you do what you can, but just understand that everybody is under similar constraints. And the other thing that I'll say in relation to compensation strategy, and this is more so my consistent belief, is that you never want to be the company that is trying to be the top bidder for talent. You need to provide a competitive salary range, but I always recommend trying to be in the 75th to 80th percentile in compensation. The reason you never want to try to be the top bidder for talent is because there's always going to be somebody that's willing to pay you more, like for instance, or pay the candidate more. So for instance, if Apple or Google goes through a major hiring surge and decides to offer a candidate that you're going to pay 250K, 400K, what are you going to do about that? Right? I mean, there's just certain things that you're never going to be able to be the top bidder. Another example of this is like, let's say a company raises like a 50 million Series B, which probably isn't going to happen this year, quite honestly, but just consider it for the thought experiment. They may not be running their business in a intelligent, sustainable way. They might say, we have this large bucket of cash. Let's go just spend whatever it takes to get these people. And, they might be in a position a year or two where they have to go through cuts because they're not building in the right way, but they're still going to outbid you. So you can't operate within the assumption that people are going to make logical decisions around the compensation that they're offering to maybe the same pool of candidates that you're targeting. So you want to go for 75th to 80th percentile, and that'll allow you to be competitive, but you also need to be thinking about the holistic package. So that's when you start thinking about like benefits, this professional development outlined, onboarding process, like, how you can help folks reach the next level of their career. The mission, how compelling is it, right? Like, are you doing something different than other folks are doing? Or, you know, if not, what can you offer in terms of like work-life balance or whatever else? So when you have that holistic approach plus the 75 percentile, that actually works pretty well. And from an employee perspective, it's actually beneficial to work for companies that are in the 75th percentile. Like, one thing that I try to remind candidates is that it's not always worth working for the company that's the top bidder for talent. For the reason that I just mentioned, if a company is running in an unsustainable way, where they're just throwing money at people, when there is a market correction, those are the companies that have to cut the deepest. So, you know, for instance, like, without naming names in my industry, there's a couple companies that, like, they were during the surge in 2021, they basically were hiring mid-level recruiters for an insane salary that was, you know, I mean, recruiter pay in general skyrocketed, right? But like a very high level, right? And it was higher than, you know, Secure Vision was offering. And I think most companies were offering, and they were growing very rapidly. What seemed at the time like to be a massive success. And it was a success. They built an incredible company. A couple of these companies that did this. The problem is when the market correction happened, started to turn in Q2, Q3 last year, they had to cut like 80, you know, a ton of their staff. Right? Well over half the people, because they had to cut into some of their best folks as well, because the salary ranges, the margins just couldn't support it anymore. And so one thing to think about as, you know, an employer and an employee is that you don't necessarily want to be at the top of the market, because you're going to have to cut even deeper, and you might have to cut into people that are critical to operating your core business and delivering a great solution to your customers. So sometimes, whether it's as a candidate or employer, you want to be in the 75th percentile so that you don't have to make as much cuts. And as an employee, you're more likely to keep your job at least for longer in a correction than folks that are at the top end of the range, right? So that's just another thing to consider. If you have any questions about this, certainly let me know. You know, I've given a lot of thought to this, right? I had the chance in Miami to go down to the CEO summit through Pavilion at Sam Jacobs and his team through, and we had a lot of conversations surrounding this. And as we're seeing things evolve with the market correction and SVB, I'm kind of thinking through like how folks should be thinking about their compensation strategy and hiring for the remainder of the year. So I'm happy to, you know, provide any other insights if you want to drop a comment. But anyways, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Breakthrough Hiring Show. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained a lot of valuable insights to help guide your talent strategy. I also want to say thank you to my team at Secure Vision for making the show possible. Secure Vision is the number one embedded recruitment provider, and we are a 3-time category leader on G2. Secure Vision partners with over 150 companies to provide on-demand recruiters who specialize in either tech, revenue, or G&A. For more information, you can visit securevision.io. For more content, you can follow me on LinkedIn at James Mackey or on Twitter at James Mackey DMV. We've dropped links in the description. If you want to be on our show or have any topics you'd like for us to cover, reach out at breakthroughhiring.io. We really appreciate your support with reviews on Apple Podcasts. And lastly, make sure to tune in every Tuesday and Thursday for a new episode. See you next time.